Okay. Today's daf is Tmur daf Ches. We are on the Mishnah on Zion. Today's shir, and this whole week is sponsored by the Shimon family, Zeicha Nishmas Chai of Blima, Bas Mordechai, and the Shemesh of Heaven Aliyah. Okay, we'll start by the Mishnah. There is a halacha that we know that a person can only be Meimir. Tmur would only work on his own korban. I can't do Tmurah with your korban. No, that's not going to work, right? So now the Mishnah is going to talk about who's considered the Bailam, who's considered the owner for Tmur to be effective. Kohanim Mimrin Bishalahen. The Kohanim can do Tmura only on their own korbanos, meaning that they own the animal. Not if they're in the Mishmar where the animal is brought and it belongs to Yisrael and they're the ones being mocked, but that's not considered theirs. Yisrael Mamrin Bishalahen. Also, Yisrael can only do Tmura with their own korbanos. Ein HaKohanim Mamrin Lo B'chatas Lo B'Asham. The Kohanim cannot do Tmura with somebody else's Chatas in the Asham. Right, so that case would be where the owner gave the chatos of the ashram to the kohen to be mocked them. So even though the meat is eaten by the kohanim, like that's the halacha, nevertheless, the idea is that the kohanim only are zocha in that meat after everything is burnt. But during the lifetime of the animal, the kohanim have no ownership part in the animal. So therefore, they can't do tmura because you can't do tmura with the animal that is not yours. Velo bibachor. And the Kohanim cannot do Tmur with Bechor, even though, that's the big finish though, Bechor, they basically have a right to it during the lifetime of the animal, right? You're supposed to give it to the Kohen, the Kohen is supposed to be the one who's Makrav, if there's a Mum, the Kohen can deal with it, but it's the Kohen's animal. Nevertheless, the Mishnah is saying that they don't have a right to do Tmur with Bechor. It's a weird thing. They don't have a right to have Tmur be effective, even though Tmur is not supposed to be done. Okay, well, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, if they ain't mamim b'chor, why wouldn't Tmur be effective if they do Tmur with a b'chor, right? Isn't it theirs? It's their korban. She says, the fourth line after the Mishnah, if they ain't kohanim mamim b'chor, v'alo kulam kulo shalahenhu, it's theirs. U'mechaim hu nos nilo, when you give it to the kohen when it's alive. The Ein Yisrael Meskaperbo, and Yisrael doesn't get any kapar by it. It's given to the Kohen, it's their korban. So Amar Lo Rekiva says, no, it's the same thing like a Chatas and Asham. Chatas and Asham matan al Kohen. Chatas and Asham, what they get is a matan to the Kohen. Then Bechor matan al Kohen. And a Bechor is a present given to the Kohen. Ma Chatas and Asham ain't Marmimbo, just like Chatas and Asham, they can't do Tmura, because it doesn't belong to them. Ach Bechor ain't Marmimbo, they can't do it by Bechor. So Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second, what's the comparison to a Chatas and Bechor? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to Rabbi Kiva, Mali im einu meimir b'chatas v'asham. What do I care? She ain't zakav v'chayein. By chatas v'asham, they have no rights to it when the animal's alive. You're right. In a chananda, you only get the rights to the chatas v'asham when the animal's dead. After the shechita, after the haktaras emurim. But toma b'chor she zakav v'chayev. You say the same melacha is going to apply to a b'chor that the kohen has the rights and has the ownership when the animal is still alive. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so Rabbi Kiva answers, I'll give you a different reason. Amar lo Rabbi Kiva, Valok bar Nemar, already says, by the Pasuk of Tmura, it says, Vahayahu utmuraso yet kodesh. So there's some sort of hekesh over here between the Maisit Tmura and the original hekesh. So what's the hekesh? Hecha kedusha chala alav, where does the kedusha, the initial kedusha on animal A, where is that kedusha chal? That's the base bailim. It's in the owner's house. In the original owner's house, that's where it is. The Bechor gets Kedusha there. The animal, the Chatas and Asher gets Kedusha by the owner. You make it Kedush. I'm not sure it applies to a Bechor, because it's Kedush Merechem. But so too, Ab Tmura, the base Bailim. So too, Tmura can only be done in the base Bailim. Rashi says, Heichan Kedusha Chal al Hekesh be base Bailim. Ab Tmura lo Tochel el base Bailim. Ab a base Kohen lo Chayli Legamre. In the house of the Kohen, that's not where the Kedusha takes place. Hilchach ein kohen mamir b'chor. Therefore, the kohen can't do tamura by. It won't be effective if the kohen does tamura by b'chor. About Yisrael, im heimir bo nitbas kedusha. Why? Sorry, b'shusos so chal kedusha b'chor. Because in his reshus is where the kedusha was chal. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay. Now we're going to do a setup of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to basically bring up Mishnah. Based on that Mishnah, Rav Nachman is going to bring a caveat. Then we're going to ask a bunch of questions on Rav Nachman. The reason why it's brought here is because the last question is from our Mishnah. That's the setup. Okay? Yeah, just review the concept of the Bechor. Right, so the Bechor Behemet Tamora is one of the 24 Matnas Kuhuna. Right, if Yisrael has a Bechor born in his flock, he gives it to any kohen that he wants. The din is noheg whether the bechor is perfect or whether the bechor has a bal mum. But when if you give a bechor tam to the kohen, then the kohen has to be matashid as a korban, makrivit as a korban. And a bechor bal mum can be eaten like a basa chulim, as long as you eat it anywhere. But there's certain still vestiges of kedusha in it. It's only mutar b'achilo. You can't shear it. You can't work it. It's not like other korbanos that get a mum that you can be pulled it, and then they have no kedusha. The kedusha of bechor remains to a certain extent. So k'nan hashem. We have a mission in Ma'aser Sheni. The mission says bechor. You have a bechor of a behemah Torah, right? So the kohanim received it, right? Mokrin also. They are permitted to sell it. They can sell it while it's tam. Something meaning sell it to another kohen while it's tam. They can sell it, right? There's a bechor market by the kohanim. They can sell a bechor, right? That's with its tam. That's if it doesn't have a mum. That's chai. That's only when it's alive, right? Only when it's alive, you can sell it. U bal mum, but if the bechor is a bal mum, chai u shachut. They can sell it when it's alive and when it's dead. So you can shech bal mum, you can shech, you can sell it. But it's alive, when it's tam, there's no mum. You can only sell it when it's alive. You can't sell it when it's dead. Rashi says, "Avol shachut lo to be zayin kachim hu." If to be zayin kachim, the law or a lasso schor of a davar shakar b'menu l'zbeach. If it was something that was a bechor tam was shechted, and it was born on the mizbeach when shechted was born on the mizbeach, can't sell it. You can't marketplace for an actual carbon. That's why you can't sell it when it's a tam and alive. The mekachim bo'as isha. The kohen obviously has full ownership rights. So therefore, he can mikdash a woman with this bechor. If it's a bechor tam, only when it's alive, and if it's a bechor with bal mum, even when it's dead, you can sell it. So right away, you see over here where the problem is going to come is that you foreshadow a little bit that you see from here that the kohen has full ownership rights. And keep that in mind. The whole problem is going to be whether or not the kohen has full ownership rights in the bechor tam. Well, full ownership, but to do with it as he pleases. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Aravua, Lo Shanu. Our Mishnah only stated the halacha that you can sell the Bechor Tam when it's alive, Ela Bizman Hazeh. Only Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when there's no Hakrava. Only Bizman Hazeh. Ho will be Islay La Kohen Zechiyah Begaveh, because the Kohen owns it. The Kohen has a chus in it. He owns it. But, Ava Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash Kayam, if in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Kevan the Tam Lak Ravahu, since the Bechor Tam is supposed to, what we're supposed to do with it, you're supposed to be makrivit on the Mizbeach, the Kevan the Tam Lakravahu Dekai, Ein Mochrin Osom Tamim Chai. You can't sell the alive animal, you can't sell it, because the Kohen, basically was saying, the Kohen's not Zochad in it, only until after the animal is Hukrav. So Rav Nachman is limiting the Kohen's ownership rights in the Bechor, until only after the animal is only after the animal is hooked or bagabe mizbeach. So Eisvei. Now we're going to ask a bunch of kashas on Rav Nachman. Kasha number one. Eisvei Rav Lav Nachman. Right. Basically, again, keeping in mind what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said that a bechor tam during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the kohen doesn't have full ownership rights in it. He only has the ownership rights after the hakrava. So Eisvei Rav Lav Nachman. Right. The Mishnah said what we just quoted. The Mishnah says mochrin oso tamim chai. Look what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you're allowed to sell it when it's alive, if it's tamim. So mashma chai in mashma, you can sell it when it's alive. Shachalo, we'll make a diuk that when it's shechted, that was our diuk we made when it's shechted, you may not sell it. So ema. So what are we talking? What is this Mishnah talking about? Ilein b'zman hazeh. If we're talking about b'zman hazeh, mi ikatam shachut. When are you going to have a bechor, pure bechor shechted? You can't. A mechor tam can only be shechted on the mizbeach. The zman hazeh, it's not on the mizbeach, so you have to wait until it gets a mum. You can't be speaking about a mechor tam being shechted b'zman hazeh. So you can't be talking about b'zman hazeh. So ilay b'zman hazeh, mika tam shechted, el pshita, b'zman shebeis ha-migdash kayim. Clearly, we're speaking, the Mishnah is speaking about a case when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Right? B'katani nami, and nevertheless, it says in the Mishnah, mochrin oso tamim chai. He can sell it tamim chai. He can sell it when it's alive. If he can sell it when it's alive, that means he must be the mum and kohen. That's the kasher of Nachman. Says it's not the mum and kohen when it's alive. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, no, your diuk is wrong. He says, lo, lo olam bizman hazeh. We're talking about bizman hazeh. All right, so it talks about You made a diyuk that it's talk. The reason why you said it's talking about the Zman and Mikdash is because you made a diyuk that basically, because Tom, you made a diyuk of Chai in Shachet Lo. Who says that's the diyuk? That's not the diyuk. We're talking about the Zman Azeh. Don't make the diyuk. The Mishnah is talking specifically about what it's talking about. Mikatani, does the Mishnah actually say Mochur also Tamim Chai in Shachet Lo? Doesn't say that. Hagufa Asa L'Shemunin. The Mishnah's come and teach us the halacha that stated explicitly. The Bizman Hazeh, even today, Mokrin also Tamim Chai. That Bizman Hazeh, not only can you sell it when it's dead, you can sell it when it's alive. Only Bizman Hazeh. Why Bizman Hazeh? Because Bizman Hazeh, the Kohen has a right to it right away. Bizman Beis Hamikdash, he doesn't have a right to it right away. So, but not because I still stand. I said my halacha Bizman Beis Hamikdash. The Mishnah over here is talking about Bizman Hazeh. Okay, that's question number one answered. Question number two. Eisvei. Okay, Rav is going to ask another question of Nachman. The Bechor, the Pasuk says, with the Bechor Ne'amar Lo Siftem. See, the full Pasuk by the Bechor is, Ach Bechor Shor, O Bechor Kesef, O Bechor Eiz, Lo Siftem, you may not redeem Kodesh Haim, as Damam Tizrok HaMazbeach, you must throw their blood on Mazbeach, you must be Makavit to the Mazbeach, let's call them talk here, and then you burn their fats. So, it says lo sifteh, which means you may not redeem it, but the nimkarhu, but it can be sold. The kohen can sell the bechor, right? There's no isser in selling; there's only isser in being pulled in. Gemara says, "So b'may eskinam." So what are we talking about? What's this pasuk talking about? Elema, what is Bryce talking about? Elema zmanazeh. If you're talking about the zmanazeh when there's no mates to mikdash, ema seifa. We'll look at the seifa of the pasuk. The seifa of the pasuk says, "Ves damam tizrak al mizbeach." You have to throw the blood on the mizbeach. It was manazeh, miyikum is beach. There's no mizbeach as manazeh. So clearly talking about the Zman Beis Hamikdash. El apshita is manazeh Beis Hamikdash kayam. Ubamayam. What type of bechor are we talking about? Ilema bibalmoom. If we're talking about bibalmoom, again it can't be. Look at the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, ema sefer, there's dumb tizrak mizbeach, veskalbun taktir. So, miyikai zilak rava. Is talking about something being hooked from the mizbeach. A bibalmoom is not hooked from the mizbeach. El lav bechor tam. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the Zman Beis Hamikdash and a bechor tam. And Katani, the Mishnah says, nimkaru, it can be sold. If it can be sold, that means the Kohen have full ownership rights to it against Rav Nachman. So Nachman answers no. Midi ayra resha b'val mum is safe of the tam. Why are you saying that the resha is safe? Well, the pasuk is talking about the same thing. The resha, which says lo sifteh, right, which we learn from there that you only can't redeem it, but you may sell it, that's talking about a b'val mum. But the sefer talks about that it has to be hukrav, that's talking about a tam. That makes sense. So if it's a Baal Mum, the Kohen has the ownership rights, he can sell it. If it's a Bechor Tam, he doesn't have ownership rights, and he can't sell it, because we're talking about the Zman Beis Hamikdash. So the Pasuk works out fine to Rav Nachman. Question number two is knocked off. Now, question number three. This is going to be from Rav Masharshia. Masi Rav Masharshia. Kohenes. Okay, you have an Ashes Kohen. Kohenes, this is a Gemara in Yavamas, it comes up. Right? So Kohenes, Kohenes gives birth. She Nisabra Vlad Vilach Chasa. So this Ashes Kohen has a shifcha. They both give birth, and they don't have the tags on the babies, and the babies get mixed up. We don't know which is a Kohen and which is an Eved. It's mixed up. I guess they look alike, I guess. Higdilu hata'aruvos. So this mixture, interesting way of saying it, but these two boys grow up. So what happens when they get older? Mishachrin zed zed. They each have to free the other. Rashi says, Kol echad v'echad kosef im ani harav, if I am the master, v'taha eved, harei atah ben chorin, why do you want to do that? V'yum mutar shneim bas Yisrael. Now both of them can marry a bas Yisrael. Now they're both full-fledged Jews, and they can marry a bas Yisrael. That's what happens. Now what happens when they are still before they free each other? Shneim ochlim b'truma. They both can eat the truma. Right? They can both eat truma. Rashi says, Kol zman shelo shichru zed zeh, the Eved Kohen nami ochel b'truma. Because an Eved Kohen is the possession of a Kohen. He can also eat truma. They can both eat the truma. But the Chokin Chalik Echad ala Gorin. They only get one portion when they go to the Gorin. Rashi says, Klomar, Kishishneim b'yachad. When they both come together, Nostim hem truma v'beis agronos. You give them the truma in the beis agronos. V'ala Echad mehen. But if only one shows up to the beis Gorin, Ein Chokim atche yevo chavero. You can't give that one the portion of truma until his friend comes. D'shem zeu Eved. Maybe this is the Eved. And even though the Eved is mutter to eat truma, but there was a gzeira of the Sfilei Lahaitana, there's a gzeira that this Tana holds like, the Ein Chokot Truma Eved, you cannot give truma to a slave, El Imkin Rabu Imo, unless his master is with him, Dilma Asla Sukili Yuchsin. Because you may think that he is a Kohen, and they're going to give him the Yichus. So you can't give it, but that's the side point. Nevertheless, they can eat truma. Now, Bechoran, each one of them has a Bechor. I'm not sure how that works. Bechoran, Rashi says, Shalahani Ta'arovis. Im Nola Bechor Behema Be'edron. Right? They have a Bechor. Right? So there's a Bechor. Gives birth. They have animals. The Bechor gives birth. And they have a Bechor. Yiru Ad She'yistavu. It can't be Hukar Vana Mizbeach. Because maybe it... and then they can eat it. I guess you're afraid that maybe it doesn't belong to a Jew. Maybe it belongs to the Eved. I'm not sure what the problem is with the Bechor. What would be the problem with the Bechor? Oh, so I think Rashi says in Ella, he says, the reason is that if you're makriv when they're tamim, no one would be able to eat it. Because it's only hutta to the Kohanim, and these two, is a suffet and maybe the Zarim. Maybe the, so I don't know what's the problem, just have them makriv it and just give it to another Kohen, and let that Kohen be makriv the Bechor. Why do you have to take away the opportunity to be makriv the Bechor? Okay, the problem is that you're not going to show which one's a Kohen and which one can eat the animal, and therefore you have to wait till they get a mum. So in my esquina, what are we talking about? So, when? Elin is manazeh, we're talking about manazeh, maishna didan, maishna didu. What's the difference whether it's the Bechor of these two, or these other Bechoros? You tell me a chiddush that you have to wait till it gets a mum to eat it? So it was manazeh. If it's my Bechor, I have to wait to get a mum to eat. Elah, it's manazeh, it's kayam. Talking about manazeh, it's manazeh, kayam. That's what is a chiddush. Mine, I be makir. There's your way to get a mum. The iyamart bishlama is luhu kohan zechiv gabei shapir. Now, if you say, so talking about Bezman Bezman Kayam, it's a, the Mishnah talking about a Bechor Tam. Right? It's a good Bechor. So Rav Nachman says, you don't have the rights to it. He says, it doesn't make sense. E Amart Bishma Islu LeKohen Zechir B'Gabei Shapir. If you tell me that the Kohen has a real Zechus in the animal when it's alive, I understand why, if there's a, the Suffolk Kohanim has a right to hold off being mocked of the carbon until it gets a mum. Because if you're mocked of the animal, then you're going to be masid the Bechor, because no one can eat it. There's suffix zarim, no one can eat them. You're going to lose it. Eliya mart lesley, if you're going to say that a Kohen does not have the rights against Rav Nachman, right? If you say that if the Kohen does not have the rights, like Rav Nachman says, lesay gizmer v'lishkula, let the gizmer go take it and be mocked of it to somebody else. Why do they have, they should have no ownership rights to delay the hakrav of the Bechor. It doesn't belong to them, so who cares that they're not going to be able to eat it? It's not theirs. It only would work if it's theirs to delay it. Right? Rashi says, first wide line, Ela iyamart lesle lekohen zechiyah bebechor mechayim amayshav kiran lelafkun mizbeach. Why are we allowed to wait and take it off the mizbeach? Lesle gizmer v'lishkle, let the gizmer go and take it, to lesle lekohen ma'alya, like my question before, and give it to a full-fledged kohen. Right? The ha'em bo zechiyah el mizbeach le'elach. Because the Kohen, these two guys, they don't have a right to it until after it's Hukram on the Mizbeach. Elavadai isli zechiyah mechayim v'chor tam. Rather, you see that they do have a right to it. They do have an ownership right to it. The ha vadai betam kamari, the katana yiro yisabu. We definitely do the tam. We say that it should wait and graze. So if they don't have an ownership right, like you say, Rav Nachman, if they don't have an ownership right, how can they allow the animal to be delayed and not to run on the Mizbeach? Clearly, they do have an ownership right. So Gemara answers, La'ola, no, you're wrong. It's Bezman Hazeh. It's talking about Bezman Hazeh. Ah, so it's Bezman Hazeh, so there's no Hakrava, so that's why they have the ownership right, because it's Bezman Hazeh. But if that's the case, then what's the difference between their animals and my animal? Why does it say Yirat Yistavu? Even mine would be Yirat Yistayev. Umaish Nadidhu, Gemara says, Anan Yahabin Lelekon Bumayu, Inu Kevan Ikabu Mixas Kohen, Machlev Kohanim. He says, no. Us, right? Let's look at Rashi. This is why it has to graze. Because it's not right to be hukrav on the mizbeach chayim. I would give my kohen. I would still have to give the animal that's a bamum to the kohen. They, since it's bezman hazeh, they have a right. They don't have to give the animal to the kohen. So therefore, it could be yirat shistayev in their possession. That's the finish of the Mishnah. But no problem, because the reason why they have an ownership right is only because we're talking about this Bezman Hazeh, because there's no Hakrava. Once you have the Beis HaMikdash around, Rav Nachman will still continue to say that you do not have an ownership right in it, or a full-fledged ownership right in it, until after the Hakrava. That's question number three. Lishna Achrina, again, constantly throughout Tmura, Lishna Achrina, sent you that, what's going on, Lishna Achrina, Bezman Hazeh, basically answering the question, which is another lesson. Lishna Achrina, Rashi mentioned the other day, right? Rashi says that Lishna Achrina seems to be Yerushalmi. But there is no Yerushalmi on Kasha. I don't know what that Rashi means by Yerushalmi. Right, there was a Rashi on Vav Amud Beis. There's a Rashi on Vav Amud Beis. It says Lishna Achrina. All right, he says Ubein Hai Lishna Lishna Deshmiyale Lekin Midi Elzei Yerushalmi VeZebabli. I guess it was just two yourselves. So Lishna Achrina B'Zmanazeh. We're talking about B'Zmanazeh. So my era Bechoros Tahalein. Right, that sounds like Yerushalmi. What's the difference between their Bechoros Sveikos? I feel the Dan Nami Yiru. Even ours it also should graze. Elipshita must be Bisman Beis Hamikdash Kayam. Must be talking about Bisman Beis Hamikdash Kayam. The Ibi Bechor Balmom Yiru Achi Yistavu Ha Misuavim VeKayamim. Elipshita B'Tamin. Right, it's the same question. It must be talking about the Bechor Tam. The Halein Hu Delon Latzi Mizbini HaKohen Vadayim Mizavnim. Only them cannot be Makrevit, but real Kohanim could be Makrevit, and it only works if they have an ownership right in it. So he says, no, the Olam is Manazeh. Talking about Bismanazeh, my kasha lach afil dila nami yiro. So his kasha was that even ours should also graze. He says, no, lo matzinu madchinan lei lekohanin. Right, we cannot delay it and not give it to the kohen. Dilo is kan safek kahuna, because there's no safek kahuna in the owners. But hani sveikos, but these sveikos, these two guys, not sure one's a kohen, one's an eved. Matkul kohen kol chavichad. Each one could delay and not give it to the kohen by saying the amar lei lekohen, could say to the kohen ana kohen ana kohen. Therefore, you don't have a right to it. That's the difference. We're talking about Bismanazeh. Okay, that was question number three. Question number four. Meisve. Talking about an ir nidachas, right? The pasuk says by an ir nidachas, haket haket es yoshvei ir l'nichar, to destroy everything, all the people. Hachrem also, destroy the city. Ves kol sherba, everything in it. Ves behemto l'vicharev, you know, kill the animals that are owned by the city, people in the city. Ves kol sholotikvot, it's fine. So, Rav Shimon Omer, behemta, it says behemta, prat lebehemas bechor u'maiser. That comes to exclude any behemoth that was set aside as a bechor and a maiser, sheba, in that city. That doesn't get destroyed because that's owned by the kohanim, right? Shlala, then it says shlala in the pasuk, prat lekeses maiser sheni sheba. That excludes the money of maiser sheni that's not burnt with the rest of the city, because that kesef isn't shlala, because that's shlal shemayim, that belongs to the kohanim, it belongs to the shemayim. So b'maya skinan, what are we talking about over here? Elim was manazeh, we're talking about was manazeh, can't be. Me ik yinudachas. There is no yinudachas of Zmanazeh. There never was yinudachas. But me, the concept of yinudachas doesn't exist as Zmanazeh. But Hatanah with Mishnah Sanhedrin, it says, Enos ni yinudachas, Ela basin shoshim v'yachon. You need a basin of 71 in order to create a yinudachas. We don't have that as Zmanazeh. So we can't be talking about Zmanazeh. Ela pshita b'zman shebeis mitzvah kayim. Talking about the time of the beis mitzvah was around. Ubamai. And what type of animals are we talking about? E named the balmum. If we're talking about that these animals, again, we said about the chor and the maiser, we're talking about these animals are balmum. Well, hainu behemta. After they get a mum, they're no longer omei to be hukrav on the mizbeach. They can be eaten anywhere. So they're the same thing as the rest of the animals in the city. They should be destroyed. Ela pshita batam. We're talking about a tam. It's a pure b'chor, right? So v'iyamar bishlama isli zchiyah b'gavei shafir. So that if it's a pure b'chor, at the zman habes hamikdash, well, why aren't they being burnt? The only reason why you say they're not being burnt would be if the kohen owns them. But according to you, Rav Nachman, the Kohen doesn't own them until after Hakarava. So they should be burnt with the rest of the Yirni Dachas. So read inside. The Iyamar Bishma Islay Zachiyah B'Gavei Shafir. If the Kohen doesn't have an ownership right in it, I understand why they're not being burnt. It belongs to the Kohen. Ella, but, Iyamar's Leslay. But if you hold like Rav Nachman, that the Bechor B'Zman HaBayis is the Kohen doesn't get a Zachus in them, doesn't get ownership right in them until after they are Hukrav, Lama Li Mi behemta. Why do I need the word behemta? Tepu glei shlala v'lo shlal shemayim. The word behemta shouldn't be used to exclude them. I should learn it from shlala because shlala teaches me only shlal the city, not shlal shemayim. And these are shlal shemayim because they belong to the kohen. What do I need the word behemta for? So my answer is la'ola. No, the balmum. You're talking about it's a balmum. Wait, if it's a balmum, then there's a kakashli behind the behemta. Then that's behemta because misha net because. That's behemta. Why? Because it's not eaten. It's not for all the mizbeach. So Gemara says, no. The limud would be like this: Misha necha b'toras behemta. Behemta comes to teach me that things that are eaten like all other animals. But b'chor and meiser yotzu b'chor and meiser she'eno b'chlal behemta. It's different, right? The b'chor is different than the other animals because, like we mentioned originally, the b'chor ba'mum still has vestiges of kedusha, and therefore. The Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah of Mechoros, Kops, William Magdashim, all animals that were karbanos that became pasul, Nimkarin be'itliz, they can be sold with this itliz, Venishkalim be'litra, they can in the marketplace and other weights, Chushim Rechor Meiser Shehanasam Leba'ilim. Right there, you can't settle them on the weights. You have to treat them differently. You have to treat them differently. So the halacha is, the Behemoth come to teach me that only those animals that can be treated as full-fledged animals are burnt. But the Bechor and the Meis Hasheni, which have these vestiges of Kedusha still left over, they are out and they are not burnt with the Ir Nedachas, even if they have a Baal Mum, even if they're a Baal Mum. Okay, that was question number 4. Question number 5. We can learn it out from Gzela. Okay, the Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk says, if I steal something from you, or I'm washing something from you, I have a Pekadon, and I swear falsely, either that I didn't sell it, or that the Pekadon is not in my Rishos, and afterwards I'm Modeh, do I have to pay to the owner a Keren, a Chomish, and I have to bring an Asham, to bring a Korban Asham. Right, the Pasuk says, Nefesh kisechta umal umal v'ashem, v'chichesh v'amiso, v'pekadon v'shom v'syad, o v'gezel, v'ay kiyechta v'ashem, v'ashem v'sagzeh v'shagazel, o mikol v'shashava alav v'shaker, v'shilam oso v'rosho, pay it, the chamishas of Yosef alav, and a fifth, lasher who lo nubi yom l'asham aso, and then bring an asham. The pasuk says, "Ma'al la ma'al b'hashem," right? Ma'al ma'al b'hashem, l'rabos kachim kalim. That comes to include if you were mafkid by me, your behema that's supposed to be brought as kachim kalim, like a shlomim or something like that, or a bechor or a meiser. It's kachim kalim, right? This matter umber clearly goes according. There's a machlokas. This matter umber clearly goes according to the one that says that Kachim Kalim are considered Mamun Bailam. They're still owned by the owner. Otherwise they would be owned by Hekesh and you wouldn't have this halacha. But so you give me your shlomim to watch, and Shehein Mamun Bailam him, right? Umal Mal Vashem, Larabas Kachim Kalim, that if I swear falsely that I don't own it, I will still have to pay you. Shehein Mamun Bailam, Divrei Rav Yosef Aglili. That's what Rav Yosef Aglili says. Benazi Omer, what does Bahashem come to include? Larabas Shlomim. It's Dafka Shlomim and not any other Kachim Kalim. And Abba Yossi ben Dosai Omer, Lo Omer ben Azai, Ela b'Bechor Bilvad. No, he's talking about a Bechor and not Shlomim. Right? Not Shlomim Meiser, but those are Mamun Gilboa. So the question is, which type of Kachim Kalim does this apply to? So according to Abba Yossi ben Dosai, it's only talking about a Bechor. So b'maya skinan, which type of Bechor are we talking about here? Elim b'zman hazeh, if we're talking about b'zman hazeh, can't hadumi de Shlomim Ketani. It's mashma from his words that we're talking about a time when the Bechor and the Shlomim are sort of equal. When the Bechor and Shlomim are sort of equal, that's the Zman Beis HaMikdash, when they both Bukra V'Gabim Mizbeah, right? Right, the Tanakhama says the Shlomim running Bailim, that's talking about, that has to be talking about the Zman Beis HaMikdash, but there is no Shlomim Zman HaZeh. And then he says, no, it's a Bechor. So he's equating the Bechor to the Shlomim. What is that? The Zman Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim. So El Pshita Zman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Ubamaya Skinan. And what are we talking about? Elaim, if we're talking about the Baal Mum, a Bechor Baal Mum, how do we the Shlomim Ketani? It's again, we're comparing it to the Shlomim. It's only to the Shlomim if it's a Tam. So, El Olav B'Tam. It's with a Tam. Ushmami no, Isle Lekoin Zechir B'Gavei. So it's Muchach from here that who, if I'm watching a Bechor, whose Bechor am I watching? I'm watching the Kohen's Bechor. It belongs to the Kohen. So I'm watching the Kohen's Bechor, and if I swear falsely, I have to pay. Mashma why? Only you have to pay to an owner. So Mashma Kohen is an owner. So it's talking about the Bechor Tam, Bezmashma Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, and the Kohen clearly has an ownership right. It's a question on Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, Amar Avayi lo le'olam b'tam. It's talking about Inachanami. It's talking about a Bechor Tam. Aha, so if it's a Bechor Tam, it's a riot against Rav Nachman. There's no. Now we have another distinction. We're talking about a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz. So Rav Nachman is going to say that a Bechor, even Bezmanja based on Mikdash HaYikayim, and it's a Bechor Tam, if it's in Chutz La'aretz, the Kohen has a right. You're not supposed to bring that Bechor to the Mizbeah. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Kohen doesn't have his right. You're not mocking them. What are you talking about? You have Bechor in Chutz La'aretz, and that's not supposed to bring them to the Mizbeah.
Right.
Didn't we have a Mishnah? We have a Mishnah. No. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Rashi says, "Le'olam b'tam." Right. Say, "Amar Abai." Let's read the Gemara. "Amar Abai, le'olam b'tam." Bechor chutz la'aretz. Rav Shimon here. It goes according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, "Ibao t'mimim yikarvil." Meaning, if the bechor tam came to Eretz Yisrael, you can be makarvit. But lechatchila, you shouldn't bring them to Eretz Yisrael. You should wait in chutz la'aretz until they get a mum. But since they are not really lechatchila omid la'krava, that's why they're mamam lekohanim. That's what Rav Nachman's going to say this Mishnah is talking about. That's why they're mamam kohanim. Rav Nachman's going to say, I said my din in Eretz Yisrael. That's where they don't have an ownership right, because it's Roy Lach Rava. Let's see, Rashi explains this. Velo Kashler of Nachlon, the Chod Zochi be Kohen Mechayim, where is the Kohen Zocha to the Bechor when it's alive, Tap Rashi? That's only the Bechor Rechutz La'aretz Askinon. The Stam Elav Lach Rava Kai, because the Stam Bechor is not Roy Lach Rava. Afilu Bezman Beis HaMikdash, even during times Beis HaMikdash, Bedumi the Shlomim, and it's similar to the Shlomim who, the E Maisi Lei, much like Ruvei. Because it's still Roy Lach Rava if you do bring it, therefore it's similar to the Shlomim. That's what we have the whole thing in the Brisa, it's comparing to the Shlomim. Rashi says it's still comparable to the Shlomim, it's still Roy Lach Rava, Aval Stam Elav Lach Rava Kai. But Al Pistam, it's not brought onto the Mizbeah. Okay?
Would you give it to local Kohen? You
give it to a local Kohen, or you hold on to it until it gets some mum. And you have to give it to a, you get to give it to a, you hold on to it until it gets some mum. Or you give it to a local Kohen, I guess, yeah? The Kohen can shift it in anywhere he wants now. And just treat it appropriately. Okay. So Mesve, I think this is question number 5 or 6, I'm not sure. Mesve. This is now from our Mishnah. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, right? Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah said that the Bechor, that the Kohen cannot do Tmura, or his Tmura will not be effective on someone else's Chatas and Asham, and so too it won't be effective on someone else, on a Bechor. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Ma'alim ain't a Maimi Rechatas Asham. I understand why he can't do Tmura by a Chatas and Asham, so he ain't Zochan behem the Chayim, because he can't be Zocha to the Chatas and Asham during the lifetime of the animal. Tomer Bechor Zochan behem the Chayim. You see, but the Bechor, he's Zochit when it's alive. Wait a second. But Nachon, he clearly says here that you're Zochit to the Bechor when it's alive. That's the whole premise of the question. So Gemara says, B'maya Skinon, right? What are we talking about here? Elim Bal Mum, if we're talking about Bal Mum, can't be. Hadumim the Chaz of Asham Gomer. We're comparing it to Chaz and Asham. Chaz and Asham only consider Chaz and Asham when they're not a Bal Mum. So we're talking about it clearly at the Bechor Tam. Elav B'Tam. The Katani, and that the Mishnah says, Zochim Bo B'chayuf. Not like Rav Nachman who says the Bechor Tam that's Roy Lachrov is not Momon Kohanim. There's the same clue that it is Momon Kohanim. So Am Ravina, no, Ravina says, I'll give you the same answer by gave. Right? Hanami Bechor Chutz La'aretz. Rav Nachman will answer that this is talking about a Bechor and Chutz La'aretz, and it's from Shimon He, the Amar who says, in Bot Mimim, if you bring them when they're Tamim, then they can be Hukrav. But if they're not brought and they're left out in the Chutz, we're supposed to leave in the Chutz La'aretz with Chachila, and therefore since they're not 100% going to go to the Mizbeah, because it's supposed to be left in Chutz La'aretz, that's why they're Mamon, that's why it's Mamon Kohanim. But they still are considered similar to Chadas and Asham, because if you did bring them, you would be makrid them. So he says that whole Mishnah over there is talking about the Bechor of Chutz La'aretz, that's where the Kohen has ownership rights. Rav Nachman was talking about the Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, that's where the Kohen does not have ownership rights. Okay, we answered all the questions of Rav Nachman. So now we're going to say, maybe the words of Rav Nachman is totally in a Machlokas Tanayim, Lame Ketanayim. Maybe we say the Rav Nachman, who says that the Bechor, who's Roy Lach Rava, is Mamon Gavoa, and the Kohanim don't have a right to it. That's a Machlokas Tanayim. We have a Brisa that says as follows. Bechor, the Bechor, the Beis Vailim. So long as the Bechor is in the house of the Yisrael, he hasn't given to the Kohen yet, Osim Tmura. The Vailim can do Tmura. Sorry, not that he can't do. The Vailim can affect Tmura. He's still not allowed to do it. The Beis Kohen, once it goes into the house of the Kohanim, ain't osim tmura, meaning the Vailim, I guess, can't do tmura. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Kevan Shebali de Kohen, ain't osim tmura. Once it goes into the hands of the Kohen, the Yisrael can no longer do tmura. Well, that's the same thing. Gemara says, Hayin Tanakama. So no, my love Hakakama, this is what it means. This is what the Tanakama says. The Beis Kohen, when it's in the house of the Kohen, who osit tmura? He can do tmura. The ain baal osit tmura. In other words, it leaves the ownership of the baal, and only is exclusively the ownership of the kohen, and only the kohen can do tmura, right? Because it's not effective. Not effective, right? Who osit tmura? The ain baal osit tmura. But according to Shimon Gamliel, after it goes to the kohen's house, neither of them can affect tmura.
Not even the kohen.
Not even the kohen. Why? Why would you say that? He must hold like Rav Nachman. Because the Kohen doesn't have ownership anymore. The Yisrael doesn't have ownership because he gave it out of it. And the Kohen doesn't have ownership because it's not Roy Lech Rava. Right? So it must be Alma. You see here from the Tanakama, Is Leila Kohen's Chiba Gavei. The Kohen does have a right when it's alive. Therefore, he can effectuate Tamura. Whereas according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he can't effect the Tamura because he doesn't have the ownership rights. The Gemara, so therefore, you see it's a machlokas based on the halacha of Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the quiz." Now here's a Girsa issue over here. I'll read the Girsa we have. The Girsa we have, which they changed. Our Girsa says, "Lo, Kasha Harav Yochanan ben Nuri Harav Yekiva." like you say, and Griyas that the Shita has in, and Griyas that Rashi has, it says, lo, beplukted the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Kiva the Masdisin kamiflagi. The machlokus in this Brisa is not dealing with the machlokus of Reb Nachman, it's the same machlokus as Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in our Mishnah. How does that work? The Tanakhama is going to hold, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that the Kohen can be Meimir once he gets into his Rishus, and Rabbi Shimon says, hold on, Rabbi Kiva, that they can't be Meimir, not because they don't own it, but because the Kedusha, the original Kedusha, wasn't Chal on their Rishus. The side reason. If you look at Rashi, well, this is going to be the beginning of Rashi. Rashi says, Lo, be plucked to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Kiva, the Masdisin Kapitluki, right? Vahi ha okimna b'chor b'chutz l'aretz. We're talking about the b'chor chutz l'aretz Yisrael. We established that our Mishnah is. The Ka'amar Tanakama Kohen Osebo Tmura. The Tanakama holds the Kohen can make Tmura Mishaboli Yado. Da Zochet Be'Mechayim. Because he was Zochet Mechayim. The Stami Lav Lakrava. It's not Lakrava. Everyone agrees the Chutz Laretz that it belongs to the Kohen. But here Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Ah, but Rabbi Shimon says the Kohen can't be make Tmura. He holds the Kamekiva. The Afagav Isle Zechiv Gavei. Even though he does have ownership rights in it, there's a side reason. Eino Osa Tmura Yado. The Nakhli Mekesha can avarish Masnisa Hecha Kedusha Chalav. He has the only Tmura if the original Kedusha was Chal in Yerushas. And here the original Kedusha was not Chal in Yerushas of the Kohen. The original Kedusha was Chal in Yerushas of the original owner. That's the gears that Rashi has. Okay? How kind of Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara is going to go back to look at the words of our Mishnah, the Mishnah we mentioned in Maaseh Sheni, that said, Bechor Mokhmet Oso Tam. A Bechor, right, you can sell it when it's a Tam alive. And a Baal Mum, you can sell it when it's dead and when it's Nishkab. You can't sell the Baal Mum when it's, you can't sell the Tam after it's Shechted, because that's Bizarian Kachim. So Amar of Chizda. Rav Chizda. Wait a second. So we just established, right, that's, okay. So Amar of Chizda. Lo Shanu. The Mishnah didn't say that the Kohen is permitted to, I guess, sell it when it's Tamim, El Kohen Le Kohen. The market is only for the Kohanim. Right, from one Kohen to another Kohen. Our Kohen Yisrael Asr, but the Kohen cannot sell it to another Yisrael. My timer. What's the reason why the Kohen can't sell it to another two Yisrael? Because Dilma Azi Yisrael v'shadu b'mumu mati l'chacham v'omelo b'chor zeh nasli Kohen b'mumu. Maybe the Yisrael, right, have a b'chor tam, sold to Yisrael. What's Yisrael can do with it? Can't do anything with it. Right? Basically, that's what it is. So we're worried that the Yisrael now is going to take the knife to the nifty ear, bring it to a chacham, tell him it's a mum, he's going to matu the b'chor, now he can eat it. But he was now just matu a mum into an animal.
He
bought it. The Kohen sold it. Now it's his.
That's why he's
going to use the animal. The Kohen can sell it. Right, Rashi Gemara says, my time, Dilma maybe the Yisrael is going to go, be matu a mum into the b'chor, and go to the chacham, he's going to matu b'achila, go omer, he's going to say, b'chor zen nosam li kohen b'mum. He's going to say that the Kohen gave it to me with the mum. He doesn't say the Kohen gave it to me, the Mum, and we have a Mishnah in Bechoros that says that the Mum of a Bechor can only matir achila if it came by itself. But if you put the Mum b'yadayim, then that's hatalos from Bechachim, and you're not allowed to eat it. Okay? So the Gemara says, Umishari
Hach... Wait a second, but even when a Bechor is the Mum, don't you have
But here, I don't know if it applies here. Here, the case would be that the Kohen has it. He has full ownership. He can do whatever he wants with it. And now it has a. Now, let's say it really has a mum, and then he sells it to the Yisrael. I believe the Yisrael would then be able to eat it now, because that belongs to the Yisrael.
No,
I understand. But the Yisrael is trying to make it into a case that it was sold with a mum, so we can eat it. So the Gemara says we don't want to do that. So Gemara says, "Umishari hakam hafi." Would a chacham, if a Yisrael by himself would come with this bechor, would the chacham be matirit? But Amar Rav, but then Rav say, "Ain rol bechor Yisrael ela im kain kohen imo." You can't check the bechor in the hands of Yisrael unless there's a kohen, right, with him, right? So too, I guess you can't have any chash here. You would never be matir the bechor unless the kohen was there. So Gemara says, you're right. That's not the reason we don't sell to Yisrael. What's the reason why we don't allow the Kohen to sell to Yisrael? Amar Rav Huna bar Yehoshua, Hainu Taima, Dil Yisrael Asur, if they should near the Kohen, I may say, of the Bros Beis Agronos. When the Kohen sells the Bechor to the Yisrael, you may be right. When the Kohen sells the Bechor to the Yisrael, it looks like the Kohen's only selling it to the Yisrael to get a favor in order that the Yisrael will give him more stuff. Right? The Kohen is not permitted to help the Yisrael in the threshing floor in order that the Yisrael gives him the Truma, because it is Chil Hashem, and because it looks like he's taking the truma in exchange for his work, right? So this is no hegbe or matnas kuhuna. Therefore what? Therefore the kohen would not be permitted to sell to the yisrael of his bechor, because stam bechor b'zmanazeh is sold cheaply, because in order to eat it, you have to wait until it gets a mum. So the bechor is giving this animal cheaply to the kohen, to the yisrael, right? He's cheaply doing it cheaply, so that the yisrael will in the future give him more stuff. So the Gemara says, fine, that's what the reason is. But Rav Zutra ikla lebei Rav Ashi, Rav Zutra came to the house of Rav Ashi, Amrulei, he said to the Bnei Abai, said to them, Litomar Miti. Right, we're going to have now people who cholik on this issue, so that it can be sold. So Rav Zutra came to the house of Rav Ashi, Amrulei, the own people of the house said to him, Litomar Miti, taste what we have here, Asfakami Bistro, they gave him some meat, Amrulei, they said to him, Lechamad Mivrei, eat from this, Mishun the Bukhari, this is really good stuff, because it's from a Bukhar. So he says, wait a second, Minolach Luhav, where did you guys get this Bukhar meat? So Amrulei, they said to him, this is Abin Lab Ploni Komi. Ploni the Kohen sold it to me. So Amr Lahu, so Masurja said to them, Lo Spiru Lahu, don't you hold Ha, the Amr of Huna Breda of Yeshua, if Nation near the Kohen Masay Besa Gronos, you know, I'll do it because it looks like the Kohen's helping in the Besa Gronos. So Amr Lahu said to them, Lo Spiru Lahu, we don't hold that, the Anamizbuk of Zidon. We bought it. Right? We bought it. It's not helping us. It's different here. It was the purchase. So Amr Lahu, wait a second, Lo Spiru Lahu, don't you hold like the Mishnah says, Ad Kam Yisrael Chayv Latapel B'Bechor, how much does Yisrael have to deal with the Bechor before he gives it to the Kohen? Behema Daka, Shloshim Yom, right? Shloshim, Behema Gasa, Chamishim, the Aim Amra Lo, Tnei Lubis Hofzmano. If the Kohen says, give it to me before the time is up, Hare Lo, Yitnu Lo, you can't give it to him. Brahma Rav Shesha is my time, what's the reason? If Nation here, Kohen Messiah Beis HaGronos. Again, you're not allowed to give it to the, it looks like the Kohen's helping you. So Amra Le, Hasa Mucha Milsa, Hacha Mizban Kazavim Le. There, it's different, it looks like it, because he's just giving it to him. But here we bought it. We bought it from him. There's no Kshash, right? And Lashon Acher, another Lashon Acher, just read it. Amrulei, the Bnei Bai said to Rav Ashi, to the Mazurcha, Hacha here, lo yahadami, the case of Yisrael who gives the Bechor to the Kohen before this man, there was no money exchanged. But Hacha, ka yahadimei, we gave it to, money to him. So ma'amart, mozo kohen gabei, the silver kohen, the chihabi le Bechor, achwini yavni le, you're worried that he's giving us a cheap price in order for us to give him another Bechor later? Lo masik adaite, right, the Kohen's not going to do that, butna tav mikara. A guy's not going to say, I'm going to sell it cheap now, because maybe I'll get a better price later. No, I'm selling it to you cheap now. He's not going to take the risk. I'm selling it to you now because I want to sell it to you now. I want it. I'm not taking the risk that maybe I'm going to get something later. Okay, Akan, we'll stop here. Have a good closer. Oh, yeah.